The city of Brockton is going Hollywood. Brockton is the setting for Wayne, a new series premiering today on YouTube's streaming platform. The pilot's trailer has attracted more than 10 million views.
You want to come to Florida with me?
Why?
Get my dad's car back.
What for?
Because he wanted me to have it.
I need a bikini.
Wayne tells a dark, violent, but funny story about a 15-year-old Brockton boy. WBUR's Andrea Shea spoke with a Brockton native and Emerson grad who created it. And a quick warning here before her story. Wayne's content and language may not be suitable for everyone.
The words Brockton, Mass, all in caps, tell viewers where they are as episode one opens. Aggressive guitars set the tone as a teen boy with moppy brown hair rides his BMX bike across a rusty bridge. He passes sidewalk skateboarders and heaps of snow before running into a trio of menacing dudes.
I said, go.
Creator Sean Simmons might have run into that guy when he was a kid in the 80s in Brockton.
As much as I love it, it's a hard town. It's a blue-collar town. You know, there was a fight every weekend, like a lot of towns in this country. There's, you know, two kids fighting somewhere in the woods or in a Burger King parking lot.
Casual attitudes toward violence were a big part of Simmons' youth. But there's one especially brutal incident he witnessed when he was 8 years old. Now 45, it stuck with him his whole life.
This kid was getting beat up by five or six kids. When those attackers got tired and decided they had whipped this kid's butt enough, they kind of walked away laughing as they do. And that kid who got beat up stood right up, picked up a rock, and threw it at him again, and then took another beating.
A scenario like that kicks off the drama in Simmons' YouTube series.
Yeah!
Simmons wanted to capture and amplify that kind of raw, tough world. He says his father raised him on revenge thrillers from the 70s, Death Wish with Charles Bronson, Clint Eastwood's Dirty Harry. To flesh out his young main character named Wayne, Simmons began wondering.
What was Dirty Harry like when he was 16 years old? Quiet, can't stand to see injustice.
Simmons also looked for cues in the lineage of gritty Boston-based movies like Black Mass, Good Will Hunting, The Fighter, and Gone Baby Gone.
That captured the Boston people I grew up with.
These stories also hit home for series director Ian MacDonald, who's British.
I came from across the pond, but I kind of grew up in a tough place where you had to fight on a Friday night and a Saturday night, and that was just the way it was as a young teenager.
The writers behind the hit comic book movie Deadpool connected with Wayne's teen vigilante spirit, too. They worked with Simmons to produce a mercenary-driven story laced with hyper-real violence, a barrage of F-bombs, and dark humor. Here's the principal at Wayne's High School.
Listen, Wayne, there's always going to be people doing rotten stuff to other people, but you got to let the proper people handle it. If you run around righting wrongs all your life, that'll be your life.
The plot follows Wayne, played by Irish actor Mark McKenna, on a road trip to recover a 1978 Trans Am his mother's boyfriend stole from his father years ago. The teen flees in a blaze of bloody violence with his new girlfriend, Dell. Dell's mom, like Wayne's, left her kids and husband.
Bye, Daddy.
Dell! Delilah!
Simmons says the stakes are high for struggling, lonely kids like Dell and Wayne. Their world also brims with toxic masculinity. Wayne, Simmons adds, is searching for way more than his dad's car.
This kid's trying to figure out his purpose and where he belongs in the world. And I think the masculinity thing is just one element of one of the confusing things of how young men are supposed to figure it out.
Simmons says boys aren't always taught how to express their feelings, him included.
My dad didn't spend a lot of time saying, I love you out loud, you know. He said things when he got off the phone like, keep smiling. And I knew he was saying, I love you.
A much more extreme example of that type of interaction plays out between Wayne and his dad.
So he turns to his son, dying of cancer, looking around at this room that has a hospital bed in it. And instead of saying, I love you, he says,
thank you for, you know, not being a big pussy about all this.
Of vulnerability is sadly something that nobody wants to show in towns like that, which is kind of messed up.
Violence is the way Wayne shows people he cares. When asked if the series glorifies aggression, Simmons points to how stylized the fight scenes are, like in superhero movies. For him, Wayne is a love story.
It really is about these two kids looking for where they belong and hopefully be with each other, because it's more emotional than all of these other elements combined. Comedy, action, violence.
So, you got a boyfriend?
Not really.
You want me to be a boyfriend?
I don't know. I'll tell you.
The Hollywood TV writer is poised to find out what the world and the people in his hometown think of the story he's been imagining for years. He's so excited, he got a Wayne tattoo on his forearm. It's bookended by lightning bolts, and Wayne also happens to be his father's name. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
How will you keep this sorrow to yourself? You think I think that you cry yourself to sleep. She goes back.